I actually take pride in these socks because I actually do think I got a little bit of game, so I like to wear these when I work out and come in the treatment. I put a lot on myself, and I know there's a lot of expectations, you know, other people put on me too, so I just try to stay in my zone, think about football, think about how many tackles I'm going to get, how far we can go in the playoffs. I think about all those type of things. So it keeps me focused. And along with this injury, it's keeping me humble.
Tyron's he's kind of phasing into a new stage now, you know, where you guys saw him last time, he was still using his crutches, still wasn't full weight bearing. So now we're transitioning into that phase of just working on his range of motion, getting that full range of motion back, getting his strength back.
All right, here we go. All right, deep breath in, all right? You get a good measure. Come on. 115.
Some days I have to push through it. Some days my knee feel good. Other days it's a challenge. So that Biodex is just like my girlfriend. She's good for me, but she gives me a headache sometimes, so.
He's chomping at the bit, you know, all he's ever known, you know, is football. You ask him, he's never been hurt, so yeah. It's holding him back and making him kinda slow down just a little bit, so yeah, that's the toughest part, but that, to me, you know, also makes it easy, too.
I'm actually kind of proud of myself, man. You know, I think I've been handling it pretty well. I think the trainers, Chad, you know, I think he's been real patient with me. So he makes it easy for me. My coaches come down to check on me, so a lot of the guys, they still reach out to me and, you know, support me and, you know, give me certain clues, like Carson. You know, he's been real helpful, you know, just telling me, you know, what I can expect going forward.
To see the progression over the last couple weeks, I mean, it's been amazing how much more, you know, stuff he's capable of doing, how better his wall squats and stuff are, so making tremendous strides.
Yeah, I like to think of myself as somewhat of an independent person, so, you know, having to be, you know, dependent on a crutch, it takes away from my name, it takes away from my 100 badger, so it feels good to be back on my feet. When I first started back walking, in your mind, you knew how to walk, but you forget the little things, so I had to reprogram my brain to learn how to walk normally again.
He's very driven, and like I said, that makes it fun, you know, seeing how driven he is and how bad he wants to get back.
Should be running pretty soon, so that's encouraging, so. I don't want to rush it though, but I definitely want to get back as fast as I can.